What's the machlokes in Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan about Bishul? Is it Mishana the Shaman? Right? So we're discussing it after Shir a little more. So it seems like this. In other words, the shame pre-exists from the creation of the thing. Shame pre is really kibriyaso. That's the essential shame pre. So now the question really is, if you look at it the first time, it would seem that Shmuel is correct. I mean, Shmuel is more mustaver, because the question here is, it has the shame pre. The shame pre is kibriyaso. Now the question is, does it change the shame pre? Is the shame pre gone? Is it become a new object? So Bishul is a process. I mean, Bishul is something that changes certain characteristics of an object, right? Why should that process affect the underlying shame of the thing? It's the same carrot from the beginning till the end. It's just a matter of it underwent a certain qualities that would change. It got softened, it got sweetened, whatever you want to say happens when you cook, right? But why should that affect the entity? It's just that the entity underwent a certain process. But why should that process go so deep as to affect the definition of the thing? You understand what I mean? It's like, it's just a change. It's like a shinui makom. I mean, a lot of things change, a lot of qualities of objects, a lot of qualitative changes that things undergo, but you don't say the thing is different. It's true. Gemara says, Tosas Malacha, Hotzah is Malacha Gerua, because it doesn't really have any substantial change. But there are a lot of changes. The thing is hot, the thing is cold. I mean, a lot of changes. Why should this change go to the shame of the Dover? Be a different entity that started and that finished. Yeah?
Just, wouldn't this way of thinking only be more mustabra if you had given the shame being something which wouldn't be affected by the Bishul? We don't know what the shame is. And if we
exactly
knew what it was, then maybe this wouldn't be as mustabra.
No. On the contrary, we know what the shame is. The shame is kibriyaso. I mean, that is part of the problem.
Where is that manifest? Sometimes we know what the process of Bishul physically does, but because that's just a fact, right? But the question is now, when we say shame pre, where is that chal? So depending on that answer to that question, this either will or won't be more mustabra. Because, you know, if it makes sense, it's like a conceptual thing.
I disagree. The entity, you can't break it up. You can't break it up and say this is where the shame is. The shame, I mean, when we talk about, like we were discussing yesterday, the idea of the tzura of the thing. I mean, that the tzura of the thing means its essence. You can't say its form is its essence. I think you say every single thing has a unique form. I mean, no two apples have the same exact form, right? So what are you going to say? If you're going to say that the its particular shape is what gives it the shame pre, then there's nothing in common between this one and this one. They each have unique shapes. There's no two things that are identical, right? So when you say the form, when you say that it has a tzura, you don't mean its physical shape. And then also, if it gets a little nick, so now it's different. I mean, you got to be absolute. If you're going to say the form, the outside form, you can't fudge it and say within a 15 degree margin of error. As long as it doesn't change by, in a big way. I mean, if you're really going to go that way, you got to go that way. But on the contrary, we say that all of these things are called apples. Why? Because there's some idea that they all partake of. You know what I'm saying? There's some quality that they all partake of. I can't put my finger on what it is. I mean, you can play that game. Is it this? Is it that? You can't...
It's the tzura.
Exactly. But part of it is that it grew and it was produced. That's part of the very definition of the thing. You can't construct an apple. That's part of its very definition. Yeah.
Let me ask you after. It's probably a
side But if he holds that it's that it has to do with Kibriyaso, and all of it is growing Kibriyaso, you can't point to one part. Not, one part is not more produced by the ground or the eighth than the other part. Why should you elevate one aspect over another? So, and minor changes don't alter it. I mean, cutting it up doesn't alter it. I mean, you know. So really, it's the object. That's its. It still is the object of Kibriyaso, and Bishul is a completely extraneous process to the idea of a thing Kibriyaso. Right? I understand you say that if you make it into a juice, that's a total change. It was an ochel, now it's a juice. That's a completely different type of a thing. It's not in the same realm of objects. But here it was an ochel, and it's an ochel. So it's a little softer. So if I pick it when it's hard and it ripens and it gets soft, I mean, how far are you going to go? And it starts getting a little rotten, you know what I mean? Saying? You can't, it's hard to make these chilukim become like just arbitrary chilukim. So you have to say the tzura is kibriyaso, and that's the definition of the thing. The definition of the thing is set like it is, and now I'm just subjecting it to different conditions, but it's the same thing from the beginning to end. Why should Bishul tap into that quality, to that shame of pre-Kibriyaso? It shouldn't. That's Shmuel. Doesn't do anything. It was bread. Take bread, whatever gives it the qualities of bread, now you have a piece of bread. Right? So all you do now is you have bread that was cooked. But it's still bread. In other words, I have a carrot that was cooked. I have bread that was cooked. I don't say now it's not a bread anymore, now it's not carrot anymore. Right? Because it's still the object in various circumstances. Okay? I understand if you pull apart its entities and you machalik it on a qualitative level and you say Kibriyaso, it had juice and flesh, and now you're extracting juice from flesh. That I can understand. Because it's a total deconstruction of the thing Kibriyaso. But here it's not. It's just another quality. It's softer. It's whatever it is. Okay? But that's Shmuel.
So when do you say a qualitative change gives it a different shame?
What's that?
When do you say a qualitative change gives it a different shame?
Isn't your question, when is it a qualitative change?
When does a qualitative change give it a different shame? Well, it has to be that the shame is dependent on those qualities. Like, if the quality is Kibriyaso, so then if I can totally destroy all the qualities of Briyaso, Kibriyaso, it has one unified entity of juice and flesh, for lack of a better term, right? And now I turn it into pulp and juice. In other words, it was a unified entity before. Now I'm extracting qualities from it. That's a total deconstruction. Is that what the right? Was that the word we used?
Yeah.
Deconstruction. What was the other word?
Destruction.
It's a total destruction. It's a destruction.
No, there was destruction and deconstruction.
Yeah.
This was deconstruction.
Was taking away the part, taking separating parts.
Right. Destruction. Right. It's a total destruction of the thing. Correct. It's a total destruction of the thing. But right, because you can reconstruct the deconstruction.
No, you can't read. That was the weird thing about it.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. Yeah. So we have the terms reversed. Yeah. It's a deconstruction. It's a deconstruction.
How is that? I still don't understand how that's more of a destruction.
Like, what?
How that's more of a, that's taking away Kibriyaso than cooking it. I don't understand. Like, that's not. It's
because Kibriyaso, it produced a certain entity, right, that at least had these components. Right, and now you don't have any entity with those components. You have one entity with component A and one entity with component B. You don't have anything that resulted from Kibriyaso. Right? There's nothing. There's no entity like that. If Briyaso produced one entity with two qualities, And now you have two entities with one quality each. One entity is all juice, and one entity is all pulp. Then there's nothing that exists kibrioso. But to say that now it's softer, I'm not talking about a case, by the way, where you cook it to a mush. I'm not talking about a case like that. I'm not talking about applesauce. That's a different question. I'm talking about a simple case. You take a carrot and you cook it.
But yeah, in terms of separating the flesh and the juice, insofar as those are qualities, that's different than saying that there's a quality of this thing that it's hard when it comes off the tree.
Correct.
That because you're saying those are that's like the essential components of the thing?
I'm saying because the way it grew, right, the way it grew, it was one entity. It was one entity that, and now what made it one entity? That's what I'm saying. What made it one entity? These component qualities, these component parts, right? These components made it an entity. Now, these components made it an entity. Now, if you separate those two components into separate entities, you don't have anything kibrioso, right? But when you cook it, you still have the components. Just the components are maybe the component gained a different quality than that.
Condition.
A different condition. It was hard, now it's soft. That's a condition of the thing. I mean, quality is one of those words that's like purpose. You know, you can have 100 meanings to it. But the main thing is the idea, not the term I'm using. Saying that kibrioso, there was something unifying the entity. Right? If you deconstruct it, you take out the juice into one thing and the pulp into another thing. Now there's no entity with the components of the way it was grown. But just because now one component is in a different state, softer or harder, that doesn't change the tzura kibrioso. I'm not saying it's in the condition it was kibrioso, but it has the tzura kibrioso, it has all the components kibrioso. Okay? So that's why I would say it wouldn't change. Because we don't look at those kinds of... We don't look at conditions. We don't look at conditional changes to say it's a different thing. We look at real structural changes to say it's a different thing. But Rabbi Yochanan held that since Bishul is a process of is a process by food, right? Since Bishul is a process by food, and it renders some objects edible, right? What were we saying yesterday?
Usually because it's also a significant process in the realm of man. And
in other words, this is not just, even though it has the shame pre-Kibrioso, it's not just an object of Bria, it's not just a Bria. Right, it's in the realm of Ochlim. It's not just a created object. It is an object in the realm of Ochlim. Correct. It's true. It gets its shame kibrioso, but it's part of a larger category of Ochel. And he holds in the realm of Ochlim, Bishul is an essential process because it makes things into Ochel. So since Bishul is an essential process with regard to Ochlim, and this object is in the category of Ochlim, Bishul will be, the process of Bishul is gonna make it, the process of Bishul therefore can reach a qualitative, can create an essential change. And in other words, since you hold that the process of Bishul is a real process by Ochlim, and this is an Ochel, then you must say that this pre underwent a true process. And everything that's a true process has its own product. So now, it's not just a conditional change. The process of Bishul by Ochlim creates things. And when it's going to be applied even to the pre-Kibriyoso, since the pre-Kibriyoso is really part of the realm of Ochlim, it's going to render it a Mavushal now. It's going to render it a new entity of a Mavushal. that's the question of here. The particular definition is Kibriyoso. It's not like Lechem, that the definition is Afia. That is the definition of Lechem. That it's cooked, that it's baked. Here the definition is Kibriyoso. Right? Here the definition is Kibriyoso. But it's in the greater realm of Ochlim. Now the process of Bishul doesn't have anything to do with the definition of Kibriyoso. But it is an essential process with regards to Ochlim. So do you now say that the Bishul will be ineffective because the shame, the particular shame Ochel, is a shame Kibriyoso? Or do you say, since it's part of the realm of Ochlim, and Bishul is considered a definitive process, it gives things new shamos, so then even in terms of the shame of the pre, it'll be mavatal that shame and give it the generic a new generic shame of a mavushal. But I have to think about it a little bit more. I mean, but I'm just trying. You understand? It's still a little difficult. But that seems to be the question. That in one sense, Bishul really doesn't have to do with the shame pre. But because of what the pre is, and the way it's used as an ochel, and we consider by food, we consider Bishul to be a definitive process, meaning say that it creates things, right? Creates new entities. In the realm of Ochlim, Bishul creates new entities. Do you therefore say that every process of Bishul is now a creative process by definition? And whatever comes out of the Bishul is by definition a new entity. Because of the way Bishul is used in the realm of Ochlim, which this pre exists in. In terms of its particular idea, Bishul is not necessary. It's not like a regular, it's not like a mezono, so the Bishul makes it an ochel. It has a shame pre already. But even if it's edible when it's raw. But the process of Bishul in the realm of Ochlim is a definitive process, is a creative process. And therefore, if you apply it to any Ochlim, you can't pick and choose. You can't say, well, this Ochel will be a definitive process, and that Ochel it won't. So everything is kind of a new shame of a Mavushal. Yeah, what are you going
to
say?
I'm just trying to... I mean, I just thought, the way I understood it based on what we said yesterday, was that because Bishul kind of changes the way a person relates to the Ochel now, he views it as a different type of entity, a Mavushal, so that's why, even though structurally it doesn't actually change anything, because people relate to this as a different type of food, that's why it becomes its own entity. I mean, I'm not sure if you're saying the same thing right now or not.
Well, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. It's a good reason for saying this. I was saying the reason why you would apply the Bishul to the shame is because Bishul does change all the qualities of Ochel. And this is a pre, but it's in the realm of Ochel. So in other words, all of its functional qualities of Ochel have changed.
Right. Not the central
but
tzura.
It's a funny kind of a thing where the bracha really goes by its definition, Kibriyoso, right? But, and that's really never changing. It's always the pre. But in terms of the way it's used, the reason why you're making the bracha, of course it's an ochel, all of those qualities have changed. Those qualities have changed. in an absolute way. So in terms of the realm of Ochlim, I mean, that's basically what I'm trying to say. In terms of the realm of the identity of the thing, Kibriyaso, which is the pre, that's not changing by Bishul. Bishul's not changing it. And it's not like juice where you don't have the object at all. You have the object. But in terms of the realm of Birkas HaNenen, which is in terms of Ochel, the cause of the whole bracha, that has changed. You relate to it completely differently as a mavushal in the realm of Ochlim. So, I mean, I guess you could try to go deeper. You know what I'm saying? This is a little bit deeper than what we were saying before. In other words, what's the essential facet in terms of the bracha? Because it is two things. It has to be a bria, kibriyasa, and it has to be an ochel. I mean, you know, there are two things. So it seems though Shmuel is really saying essentially goes by the bria. And that doesn't change. But the idea of its shame ochel is a new shame. Now it's the functional shame is new, but its primary definition is not changed.
Right.
Do you say when the functional shame completely changes, but the primary shame changes stays the same, it's like a new object? Or do you say no, its underlying definition never changed?
Because within the entity, the way it grew is primary, but in the realm of bracha, it's almost like the functional becomes a primary thing.
So do you say that now we're in the realm of bracha, so we look at the function? Or do you say no, as long as there's a remnant unchanged of the original thing, you can't give it a new shame? I mean, that's a different, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's more an idea behind what they're saying. But in terms of defining what they're saying over here, it's a question, do you say that the bishul is just a conditional change? I mean, truth of the matter is, the best definition is the first one we gave. Now we're trying to go into whys more. Is it a conditional change, or is it an essential change? Now we're trying to give reasons why would you consider it essential. Essentially, conditional is easy, because it's this pre-Kibriyaso. To say that it is an essential change is hard. Then you have to make recourse to the realm of Ochlim. As in truth, the first definition definitively is the best. These are all just trying to get into more of why you would say that. You know what I'm saying? You should never lose sight of the definition of what you know for sure. Right, what you know for sure, like Socrates says, what you know for sure is he's saying Bishul is a conditional change, and he's saying Bishul is an essential change. Why? We're trying to dig deeper. Now, of course, if you feel that there is no reason behind it, you can't just make up a definition. You can't just make up a definition without any, and say, well, I don't need to find any sense behind it. It's a difficult process, but you have to be able to have a definition that you have a good sense there is a good idea behind it. That's the hard thing you're trying to hear. That's the difficulty in being a good maven on Svara, on definition. Because you don't always have the ability to go deeper into the real causes. But you have to be able to evaluate two different definitions without knowing the absolute causes of them. But there is a sense, there is a certain familiarity with definitions where your mind tells you this one has ideas behind it, and this one is just constructed. This one is just a facade. Kazooatrees, as they say.
Never heard that.
Oh. Never heard that? Those people don't like definitions.
It's everybody else.
Kazooatrees? Maybe I got the right one.
You can't.
You know,
like,
no.
Please don't tickle
your lips. It means like fake, elaborate facades.
Castle on the cloud.
Just to make something look good, but there's nothing behind it.
That's
all right. So go back to. I have no idea. Go back to Shabbos.